The lake is one of our major concerns because of its pollution. Yeah. And how are we going to improve the quality of the water? One of the things that we'd argued for years was that there wasn't enough water in there for the lake to be able to flush itself out properly. Now, of course, there's a whole lot of rules and regulations laid down, because if the lake reaches a certain level, well, the village is in danger of flooding. And so we've got to work with that and try and find some other means of cleansing the pollution from the water, from the lake waters. We're told by NIWA and others, that Landcare and those people, it's going to take us 50 years to get it, show any sort of improvements. But if we don't start now, it'll take longer. So I guess one of the things that we have to start doing is to replant the filters, the natural filters that used to be around the lake, to stop any further pollution. And then in that intervening period, while we're doing the plantings, some magic scheme will come up that will allow us to somehow get rid of the phosphorus, the mercury, and all the other things that happen to be in the lake. Because the land around the lake no longer has any Māori influence, we don't own it except for one small part at the head of the lake. We have to work in with what landowners want, and we have to convince them that this is the best thing for the lake and for their stock, if you like. One of the cockies have already lost cattle. He's even lost dogs drinking the water down there. Mm. So it's going to be, whatever we can do, it's going to be a benefit to the whole community, I think. There's a number of the community are anxious to be part of it. Some don't believe it will ever happen, and they might be right. But, I mean, we won't know that unless we try.